You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So the first word we're going to hear is from Hank Kuhneman, how the Lord will walk the land of America from the left to the right. And I'm going to share with you what the Lord actually showed me him walk in the land. But first, let's go to Hank Kuhneman on Sid Roth sharing this prophetic word.
In this next cycle, I saw the foot of God come. I didn't know what it was, but I saw this thing accelerating at a high level of speed, and I realized it was the Lord's foot. He hit the United States, and he went harshly towards the left and moved it towards the right. And he said these words to me, who is on the Lord's side? And it's important that we're on the Lord's side. Do we want this mission of mercy? Are we going to get hung up with hearsay and what people are saying, a past life of hearsay with the president? Are we going to look at the facts of God is going to continue to show that he's anointed this man? And let me say this, 2020, you want to know what 2020 is about? Let me tell you what it's about. In Hebrew, it's about the hand. On the one hand, this is the vision I was shown last night. I saw the two hands of God coming to the United States with this mission of mercy. And I saw a huge angelic buildup and great things for this decade of difference. And God was trying to place it into the hands of the people. And some were rejecting it because they were caught up with what the media was saying. But here's what the hands represent. One hand, you have to vote. We are subject. Doesn't matter how strong the prophetic utterance is in my mouth and what God's heart and will is concerning this president. If you don't vote, we are subject to a democracy. It's different than when Samuel could anoint the prophets. He didn't have to be subject to the vote of the people. We need to vote. 30 million didn't vote. We also need to couple that with voting by way of saying, I agree with you, God, even though I may not like everything. Even if there's personality quirks, even if there's things that I don't understand, I choose to have my eyes open to understand that I've got to vote in the natural, but I've also got to agree with God and be on the Lord's side. And the second hand is prayer. Because a lot of things are going to happen for God's people and for the earth that's good if we will get behind the Lord's agenda.
This is so important, getting behind the Lord's agenda. You have God's media, which are the prophets, and you have the world's media, basically Jezebel's prophets, Baal prophets, and they're prophesying gloom and doom and go with the, you know, socialism and everything else. But God's saying, listen, I'll win if you'll go with me. I'll win. The Lord showed me very specifically. So I want to tell you this first. So most transitions of power in governments and nations over history happen over war. They happen because people have to fight to survive because something terrible is taking place, and then they fight and they win a battle, and that's the person that leads. Well, elections are real rough. Elections don't run from the fact of, like, you got to stand up for what's right. You got to be able to support a candidate that you believe in. If you have somebody that's doing the right thing, it's your right to stand up as an American citizen and say, I'm going to vote for this person, especially if one candidate's voting to be able to kill children in the womb, and one candidate's for the child's life. If one candidate is against Israel and against God's people and Israel, the Jews, you're for Israel and the Jews. You vote for the one that's for, you know, it's about values and what they stand for. You know, he's talking about how the Lord's going to come in. He saw the Lord's foot land on America. I want to tell you about some prophetic encounters I've had. One is the Lord took me in this one night vision, and he showed me where Pastor John Kilpatrick was in the marketplace, and he's prophesying, he's speaking out, and he's shouting. He says, the enemy is going to come from the right. The enemy is going to come from the left. And the enemy is going to come from the east. It's going to come from the west. In other words, just like Hank's talking about, God's going to move to the left or the right. He said, but they're going to mow them over. We're going to mow over the enemy. So what you're going to have is you have the enemy being dealt with. The question is, you don't want to be an enemy of God when God's dealing with the enemy. You have to choose to follow God. For a long time, it looked like a lot of gray areas, and you can do anything you want to, but the truth is, God's making us make a decision as a people, as a nation. This is like God's going to take all the nations and divide them up from sheep nations and goat nations, and the ones that are sheep nations, he's going to basically take you into heaven, and the ones that are goat nations, you're going to go where there's eternal weeping and gnashing of teeth and destruction. So there is a decision. You cannot live in maybe. Maybes are going to kill you and put you in a bad place. Yes and no's are from the Lord. That anything else is from the evil one. And so the Lord showed me that. The second thing the Lord showed me, literally showed me Jesus walking across the land right here in America, where he's just walking. He's just boldly walking. He's not the Jesus that you're used to, you're seeing where he's all being all lovey and dovey and all this kind of stuff, and I've seen that too as well. But he's just walking confidently across the land amongst all the people. And the people, that knew him. The people who didn't know him or recognize him, but other people conspired against him. But you know what? It didn't bother Jesus a bit. He just kept on walking and kept on going, just confident. You know, all the stuff that bothers us doesn't bother Jesus. He already knows. He's God. He holds everything together. Everything is created by him and for him. What he wants to know is, are you on his side? That's what he wants to know. Are you going to vote for Jesus to be the Lord of your life? And so he's walking, and all of a sudden he got a chance to be able to hug him and love on him. It was just so powerful. I mean, it just blessed my heart. Listen, you were designed to love God. You were designed to love him. Think about it. Your entire life, you're trying to communicate how much you love him, how much you appreciate what he's done for you. And that getting that chance to do it, it literally is just going to just liven your spirit. So we're in this day and time where I've seen, similar to what Hank Kuhneman's talking about, that the Lord's walking America. He's literally walking the earth. Some things that Dutch Sheets talked about was giants, spiritual giants that's been around since the beginning of time are going to fall. Why is this happening? Because a great harvest. Once those giants fall, once these spiritual, demonic, you know, Ephesians 6:12 principalities start falling, what's going to happen is people are going to be freed up in their right mind, and they're going to, many of them are going to run after God. A billion plus soul harvest coming into the kingdom of God in this last days, end time type harvest. And so, listen, you know, some people are being held back because of some of these demonic principalities have been holding back for years, since the beginning of time. So we're looking at that taking place. If America goes dark, the whole world gets dark. If America sneezes, other nations catch pneumonia. You know what I'm saying? It's very important what happens to America, what happens to Israel. We're not written prophetically. You can't find America in the scriptures. So it's important for us to act right so we can actually be used by God's plan in these particular days. And I believe that, you know, America is significant because we're helping Israel. The fact that our president, President Trump, stood for moving the embassy to Jerusalem and is openly saying that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. That's huge. Recognizing the Golan Heights as Israel having sovereignty over their own piece of property. I mean, this is a big deal. If you bless Israel, America's got a blessing coming that you're not even going to believe it. You know, God's just going to do some pretty awesome things, and the blessing is because we bless Israel, but also for the end time harvest. So they're going to happen simultaneously. And that's so exciting, and so I can definitely agree with Hank Kuhneman and what I saw that as myself. And so be encouraged, be prepared, be alert, be educated, and if it feels rough, you standing up for what's right and voting for who you need to vote for, imagine if we were at war and had to do it. And so presently we're not in that particular state, even though there's some words the Lord gave me, and hopefully those words won't come to pass, but America could be facing some sort of physical battle on our land. But if we stand up, listen, God can turn it. He says, listen, a storm's being fashioned against you, a sword's being fashioned against you. Prophesy, let them know. And if they repent, there's no storm. But if they don't repent, and you've told them, then the blood's not on your hands. But if they do repent, it's a good thing, and the storm can stop. So God will show us things that are going to happen. But then if we repent, then that thing won't happen to us. So it's very important. He determines whether a nation will stand or whether it will fall.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.